My name is Madeleine Boerma, and I'd like to talk today about responsibility, and particularly the different parts of the word responsibility, your ability to respond. When I just started as an independent entrepreneur, late 2001, I supported a client with developing a process. They wanted to make sure that what they were selling would be implemented well, or would be implementable to begin with. And they wanted to make sure that the operations teams could actually support what had been sold by sales. The process that we developed was called From Lead to Delivery. And I realized we needed a tagline, a subtitle. And I came up quite intuitively and spontaneously with your ability to respond. Because that's what this entire process was all about. Was sales able to respond to the client? Would sales be able to respond to what operations needed? Would operations be able to respond to what sales had sold and the client needed? And would the entire field, if you could call it that, of client, sales, management, delivery, support, be able to listen to what was going on in the field of what my client had to offer and what their client wanted, in order to create a service, a product, an offering, and a realization, an implementation that would honor everybody's responsibility? And that subtitle, that tagline, stayed with me. And I used it frequently, always in English. It's possible to come up with something similar in Dutch, my mother tongue, but it doesn't carry the intensity and the energy and the weight of what it does when you say your ability to respond. Because I think that's what this world at the moment needs. That each individual throughout their day, in life, their life, my life, your life, that we listen to what comes our way, and that by being quiet enough on the inside, we are able to respond in a way that honors that which we respond to, that honors ourselves, that honors those that are dear to us, but that also honors our shared ecosystem in the widest sense of the word, from the earth, the minerals, the invisible animals and elements, the stones, the rocks, the trees, the plants, the birds, the animals. Every single element, creature, living being, inanimate object in this world deserves our best ability to respond. And it starts with you, and it starts with me. So your ability to respond, or my ability to respond, and our shared ability to respond is what's going to make the difference. The difference in having a planet that is a great place to be, a miraculously, beautifully ordered. It has such, and I'm sitting in the woods right now. In the distance I can hear cars close by, my dog chewing a piece of wood, birds singing their song. This planet is so beautiful. And every single living creature, but also all the inanimate objects, are so incredibly beautiful. And it's such a miracle that we even exist. That we owe it to ourselves, and we owe it to each other, and we owe it to this ecosystem, that we truly truly connect to our ability to respond. And there is a second part to it, which took me possibly about 20 years to realize and to make it conscious, to make it a conscious thought in my mind. So all those years I talked about your ability to respond, my ability to respond, our ability to respond. And then it dawned on me and it kind of hit me. I laughed. It was like a practical joke of the universe. I'd always said it in the positive statement, my ability to respond, your ability to respond. But there is what you could call the negative, which is equally positive and equally strong, and that is your ability to not respond. My ability to not respond. And possibly the easiest example is if you're a parent or aunt, uncle, or you're a friend to somebody with kids, and a young child is learning how to ride a bicycle. They'll fall. It'll be wobbly, tricky, scary. Maybe they'll start with three wheels instead of two. And all through that time, you could respond and help every single time. But we all know that in order to learn something and to be proud of what we have mastered, what has become or what will become a habit, something we will do without thinking, like riding a bike, it is important to make mistakes. It is important to fall, to get up, to learn what doesn't work. So during your time as a parent or somebody who is working with children or living with children, there are times when it's better not to respond. And that's equally positive. So your ability to respond has this equally strong counterpart in your ability to not respond. And with a child learning how to ride a bike, it sounds so simple. Now, fast forward, adult life, work life, relationship life. Then it becomes slightly more tricky because there might be situations that cause you to respond in ways you wish you hadn't. Or there might be situations where you sense that something should be said and you don't. Or there are situations where you sense something should not be said. So in adult life, your ability to not respond becomes equally important to your ability to respond. When to say something, when to do something, in what circumstance, with which people. Am I able to just be that second before we respond, be with ourselves, be with space, be with energy, be with the situation you're in. You could call it silence, you could call it witness or witnessing, you could call it love. What would love do? But that's just one human question. But in that split second, you have a choice, and the choice is to respond or to not respond, and they're equally positive and they're equally important. And when I wrote it down, when it hit me, the words just dropped into my consciousness. It made me smile and giggle out loud. All those years I'd spoken of your ability to respond, and I'd never once thought of not responding. But there's a very, very strong power in not responding. And they're equally taking your responsibility, to come back to the original word, responsibility. They're equally strong. In both instances, when you do respond, when you do decide to act, say, speak, feel, touch, follow the impulse, or when you decide not to follow the impulse, they can be equally powerful in the effect on the world around you and on yourself in it. Just as I was recording this last bit, 3, 4, 5 people passed by. I have a choice to respond, stop the recording, say hi, or have the ability to respond with a nod and a gentle smile. I also have the choice to turn around and to not respond to them, but to respond to myself. And they're all equally fine. They'll have a different effect though. And saying hello to somebody in the woods, or nodding or smiling or turning around because you're recording something or in a conversation, there's not a lot of harm done. But there are situations where, and it starts when we're very young, and it continues until we blow out our last breath, our last moments. There are situations where our ability to respond or not respond matters. And why is this so important? It is important because you matter, and I matter. Because what I said earlier, it is such a miracle that we exist, and that this existence on this planet we call Earth, with the beauty of the natural world that it has to offer us, that in and of itself is all the reason you need to check inside of you how you choose to respond. And the more you become aware of who you are, the wider your perception of your ability to respond becomes, or not respond, with a big grin. So that's what I wanted to share today, this moment. Your ability to respond matters. Your ability to not respond matters equally strongly. Be yourself. That's all that matters.